Welcome, folks. It's indeed my privilege to introduce you yet again to my Oprah Winfrey of the Caribbean. It's Grace Cameron. She's the editor-in-chief of that amazing magazine, Jamaican Eats. Welcome, Grace.
Thank you, Chris. What a great introduction, the Oprah Winfrey of the Caribbean. Well, I accept it. You know, especially if it comes along with her fame and fortune.
Well, that's just a matter of time. She should be here in footsteps.
I hope.
Yeah. I don't think people see the O magazine every month and they see the Jamaican Eats every quarter. We're talking about the scale of scope here. Give us a sense of what kind of resources you have to put together each time to make this thing happen.
Right. Well, the Jamaican Eats is published three times a year, and it seems like a major production, which it is, but it's very challenging, as anyone knows who's done a publication on shoestring budget. It's very challenging to produce each edition. The number of people involved is tiny. I do a lot of the work myself, along with my rep in New York, Latoya Byfield. But basically, you know, the bulk of the work is between the two of us with a little bit of outside help. So it's a challenge, you know, but it's something that we love doing. And we do see it being profitable sooner rather than later. Yes.
Great. And if folks just started to appreciate the kind of treats that you have served up. So take a moment and kind of tell us some of the delicious treats you have served up in this latest edition, Grace.
Well, in this edition of the magazine, we've gone back to a little bit of the old-time Jamaican feel, in that we have in there Busta Sweetie, for anybody who remembers the old-time Jamaican sweet that we call Busta. And we've got mint balls, and we've got things like your guava and pineapple cheeses. For those who don't know, those are not actually cheeses. They're fruit paste. But in Jamaica, they're called cheeses. So we've gone back a little bit to that. We also have something in there about white rum. And as everybody knows, white rum in Jamaica, the history goes back several hundred years. But what we've done now is white rum with a twist. In that, there's a new feel to white rum these days. It's not about staggering drunk old men. It's white rum with a modern face and modern professional people drinking rum.
Hmm.
So it's quite interesting, yes. You know, we have a number of other features as well. We have something on Scotch bonnet pepper.
Oh,
boy. Yes, and hot Scotch bonnet jelly, you know, which, again, very, very Jamaican. We also have a feature. We have a couple of personality features. We have on Tony Rebel, the DJ who's very well known. Every year he does his Rebel Salute in January in Jamaica, but he's known world over. And he's in there this time along with his daughter, and
okay.
He's talking about raw food and the way he eats, his Rebel philosophy of eating.
Hmm.
Yes, which is very eye-opening, very interesting. And we also have Matthew Finlayson of HGTV's The Stagers. That is a very popular show that's been running for, what, about two seasons now? And Matthew, who's a white Jamaican, he was here in Jamaica visiting briefly, and I snagged him.
Okay.
And we got him to talk a little bit about his Jamaica and his favorite food, although, you know, on that latter topic, he said it was like asking a parent to choose
okay.
their favorite child. So we have all of that, and we have more. Not to leave out the rest of the Caribbean, we have a beautiful feature on St. Lucia.
Wow, I see that sulfur spring thing.
Exactly. And as usual, it's done with the humor of Rosemary Parkinson. We have some great recipes in there as well that readers can try.
I'm looking
and
forward to this
also,
ackee and saltfish thing here. Quiche.
That's
ackee
right,
saltfish
the ackee and saltfish quiche.
Yeah.
See, it's another way of using, that's in the European section, I think, where we have a couple of Caribbean, chefs of Caribbean descent in the UK that we've highlighted. One is of Trinidadian descent, the other one is of Jamaican descent, and they have some beautiful recipes as well. We also have Levi Roots, the reggae sauce guys for our readers in the UK, who remember that a few years ago he won the Dragon's Den,
okay.
One investment dollars from the Dragons, what they call these millionaire investors, and he's just taken off since then. So we've caught up with him.
One of the things I also, go ahead, I'm sorry.
We've just got a full slate, a full pot, bubbling over with good stuff.
One of the things I really appreciate that you do in each edition, it's very health conscious, and so for diabetics in particular, you always seem to have a feature story, and this time you feature a story on cinnamon. What can you tell us about
that?
That's
right. Well, every issue we try to have minimum of a page, sometimes it's quite a spread, about healthy eating or things that will address problems such as diabetes and so on. And there's so much, so many stories and so much research on cinnamon that this time we did a little thing about cinnamon and we have a couple of recipes. One of the things that kick-started that for us, we noticed that one of our advertisers, Caribbean Dreams, they do various teas. We noticed that they have a cinnamon mint diabetic tea. And so that got us into asking some questions and doing a little bit of research and digging around re-cinnamon and realize some of the benefits of cinnamon. And it's quite eye-opening in terms it has a good effect on diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So for diabetic, it's a good thing to include in your diet and so on. So, of course, we jumped at it, you know, to include it, to give our readers as much information as possible.
Wow. I see you also, for the summer, you have a lot of prizes that you've been awarding to folks. Can you talk a little about this?
Yes, that is coming to an end almost now. But starting with the issue before this one, we advertise, and it's on our website and our Facebook, with Jamaican Eats Magazine Facebook, our summer-long giveaways. And subscribers are automatically entered. We give away two prizes a week, and then at the end of each month, from May to August, we have a grand prize. So we've done our draws for May and June already, and we have our grand prize winners. And the July winners will be announced shortly. Then after that, we have for August. For people who are not subscribers, if they buy the magazine, the previous issue that is, and send in the information, that then we enter their names into the draw as well. And if they're Facebook members, you know, the Jamaican Eats Magazine Facebook group, then they are entered twice.
Okay.
So it's a good deal. We've given away apron, sarongs, bags, Bob Marley bags. We've given away a couple of trips to Jamaica. So it's quite exciting.
Wow.
Yeah,
what are some of the feedback you've been hearing from people? Sometimes we read some of the letters in there. Are you getting other feedback that on how great this thing is?
The feedback is out of this world. Out of this world good. People, and it's from Jamaican people, from Caribbean people, both here and outside of the region, as well as people who, their backgrounds have nothing to do with Jamaica or the Caribbean. You know, so we have a wide crossover appeal. People just love that. They like the humor of the publication. They like the personal feel that they get. They like that it's interactive because we do invite people to be a part of the process. They like the fact that we include readers in there. This time we have one of our readers. We featured her pumpkin cake.
Okay.
And then we took it up a notch by adding our own multi-grain pumpkin bread.
Okay.
So, you know, we really do invite readers to own it and to be a part of the process. And I think people get it and they respond accordingly. So it's very heartwarming for us. It's great.
So for those who have never heard of this magazine, I'm not sure where they may have been, but this humorous little, where would we go and get a copy of this outstanding edition?
In the States, the magazines are available in many. I use the word many, not all. They are available in many Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million, other newsstands and bookstores. Now, what we're finding is that sometimes you may have a Barnes & Noble that carried the magazine, the last issue, and you go back this issue and it's not there. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot that we can do about that. We've been talking to our distributor about it to see how we can solve that. But for right now, we really don't have any great solutions. But in general, they are available in those popular bookstores. We know they are because there are many people who found them in those places. This one, the on-sale date is August 11th. So as of August 11th, they should be available in those places. If people go and they're not saying it, they should ask. Because as you know, consumers, your voices carry a lot of clout.
Okay.
You know, so if people are going and they're asking because they're not seeing it, then it puts it in the consciousness, the minds of the bookstore owners, you know, that this magazine is in demand, you know. Or people can go to the website and they can order back issues and subscribe.
Okay.
The website is www.jamaicaneats.com. And all that information is there. They can subscribe and order back issues.
Wonderful. Well, I
yes,
thank you
in
so
Canada,
much.
They're in
Canada?
Chapters Bookstores. In
okay.
Canada, they're in Chapters Bookstores. And for the folks in the UK, we have a number of different outlets. So what I would ask them to do is to email us at info@jamaicaneats.com.
Okay.
And we can tell them where in the UK. In another little while, we're going to update the site to let people know in the UK exactly where to get them.
Folks, you need to go out and get this magazine, not just for yourself. Do your friend a favor and get a copy for them also. Thank you so much, Grace.
And people also get for their children and their grandchildren.
Even more so.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Chris. This is wonderful.
Thank you. And I look forward to more great content from you from this great magazine.
And we're looking forward to hearing from our readers as well, to send us their ideas, suggestions, parties, whatever it may be, because we are very interactive.
All right. Thanks so much, Grace.
Okay, Chris. Thank you. Bye.